This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Her father says she touched the world. 22-year-old Gabby Petito apparently has been found dead. The AP's Julie Walker.
FBI Special Agent Charles Jones says they believe it's Gabby Petito's body that was found Sunday in Grand Teton National Park, but no cause of death has been determined.
Human remains were discovered, consistent with the description of Gabrielle Gabby Petito. Full forensic identification has not been completed to confirm 100%.
He says an autopsy will be performed Tuesday. Boyfriend Brian Laundrie has been identified as a person of interest in the case. Police say he drove back from their cross-country trip without her and was last seen Tuesday by family members in Florida. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. is flying thousands of Haitians camped in the Texas border town of Del Rio back home. Three flights yesterday carried hundreds out of the U.S. Six flights expected tomorrow to carry many more. Migrant advocate Gerlene Joseph says the U.S. should be helping these Haitians.
People have literally been spending 5 months on a journey, dying on the way.
Deadly shooting at a university in Russia this morning. Eight people known dead, others injured, after a gunman opened fire at Perm State University in Perm, Russia. The suspect's in custody. Did you see the Emmy Awards last night? The Crown won big. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
After being the odds-on favorite to capture the drama awards, the Netflix series came through and then some, sweeping the entire field of drama acting awards. Not only did Netflix score with The Crown, it also captured a series win for The Queen's Gambit. Between those two shows and the top comedy, Ted Lasso, which is on Apple TV, streaming services show they've grabbed a position of prominence in the TV industry.
This is AP News. Masks in the classroom. That's the rule beginning today in a major South Carolina school district. The AP's Jackie Quinn with this.
Charleston County schools have already reported more than 1,600 COVID-19 cases since the school year began. And now, South Carolina's second largest school district has figured out how to get around a state rule forbidding state funds from being used to enforce the mask mandate by using reserve funds. Students can get exemptions for medical, religious, or developmental reasons. Charleston County plans to pay teachers extra to set up online classrooms for those who won't wear a mask. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Biden and others have called this the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Data now shows that nearly all COVID deaths in this country are among those who did not get the shots. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.